welcome to ICT You Can. This is Jane Nichols and today is Monday the 27th of August. Thank you for joining me yet again. It has been a long time since my last podcast. I have been frantically busy. This year I have been released from the classroom to do some research, and my research is finding some proof for all of these statements I've been making about using podcasting with your students. And I'm pleased to say that I have finished gathering all of my data and I am in the process now of writing up the final report. As part of the dissemination for this report, I thought I would start publishing on my podcast sections of the report. So this is the first section and it will include the introduction, the abstract to my research, so you can see the grounding for this particular piece of research. And then following this, hopefully, will be more case studies and evidence for why podcasting is a really good, valuable, effective tool to use to enhance oral language in your classroom. So for those in the field of ICT and education, the buzzword of the moment is Web 2. As the moment in ICT is relatively short, I should amend this to the buzzword of 2007. Web 2 is the term given to the new internet, the internet that has transformed from providing information to being a place where people can collaborate, communicate, and create information. The cry, anyone, anywhere, anytime, can be heard emanating from excited educators who can see the value in the applications arising from Web 2. These applications have the collective name of social software. One piece of social software beginning to be explored for the classroom is podcasting. This application allows students to record oral language presentations and post them on the internet for an audience to subscribe to. This study examines the use of podcasting as a learning and teaching tool for oral literacies in the primary school context. So, podcasting provides students with a much larger and far-ranging audience for their work than is available in the average classroom. In my research focus group, discussions around oral language encompassed the appropriate use of language, how to be culturally sensitive to many different cultures, and how to make messages appealing to people ranging over many continents, and really how to craft an interesting message. During the course of this research project, of particular interest were the discussions that arose around having a global audience. The focus group from a school in Dunedin in New Zealand, through podcasting, found they needed to discover who they were, what their culture was, and how to transmit this in a way that could be understood by other cultures without losing their own identity. So I assert that the use of podcasting creates thinking communicators and not just proficient speakers. The research question, the topic of this paper, is in what ways can podcasting enhance the learning and teaching of oral language? So my situation, I'm a primary school teacher based in Dunedin in New Zealand, and I have an interest in new technologies. So at the end of 2005, I was introduced to the social software of podcasting. I found it fascinating. I began to listen to podcasts for professional development. Some people say I may have become quite obsessed. At the same time, my class was preparing to run a radio show on a local radio station. It seemed a natural progression to digitise the show and post it online as a podcast. I could not think of putting all that work into something and having it available once. So this began our journey into using podcasting as an oral language tool. I found as we continued with podcasting that the oral language abilities of my students were showing marked improvement. And this also highlighted to me the fact that oral language was not an area I had consciously thought about teaching previously. In the podcasting program, I found that students were reaching far-ranging audiences, and this took the oral language program to a whole new level. Students were discussing the appropriate use of language. How to be culturally sensitive and how to make their message appealing to people around the world. So I asked myself, why is this important? Well, effective communication is a prerequisite literacy skill, and there are many research findings that show the correlation between poor language abilities and reading difficulties. It's also been put forward that people with good communication skills excel in many other areas as adults. We also use language to organise and sequence our thoughts. And the less chance that students get to practice using their voice in the classroom, the less they are likely to become effective and thoughtful communicators. Implementing a podcasting program is one way to bring oral language into focus in the classroom once more. Now, the podcasting program works in my classroom because of my theoretical underpinning. I hold to a social constructivist theory on how students learn. A quote I found quite a while ago, which really resonated with me about what I meant by social constructivism, is this one by Gilles Deleuze, written in 1994. He says, "The movement of a swimmer does not resemble that of a wave. In particular, the movements of the swimming instructor, which we reproduce on the sand, bear no relation to the movements of the wave, which we learn to deal with only by grasping the former in practice as signs. That is why it's so difficult to say someone learns. There is an innate or acquired practical familiarity with signs, which means that there is something amorous, but also something fatal about all education. We learn nothing from those who say, 'Do as I do.' Our only teachers are those who tell us to do with me and are able to emit signs to be developed in heterogeneity rather than propose gestures for us to reproduce." Well, I assert that the most powerful learning takes place because of this "do with me." Learning happens jointly, collaboratively, with and from each other, the teacher and strangers. Students require authentic audiences and authentic contexts to motivate learning. And that is why podcasting is powerful. Two other authors, Davis and Sumara, writing in 2002, suggest that constructivism is popular with people interested in the processes of learning. And this is certainly the case for me. I'm intrigued watching students construct their meanings as they interact with each other and with the world around them. I particularly hold to the theory of social constructivism, which is linked with Lev Vygotsky. I believe that students construct, then reconstruct their knowledge to ever more complex levels because of their interaction, both verbal and non-verbal, with others and their environment. I also think that meaningful learning occurs when it's embedded in the social and physical context within which it's used. Most oral language activities in the classroom are contrived. There's no motivation for students to take control of their own learning and strive for improvement. But with podcasting, students have an authentic context and an authentic audience for their oral language presentations. Well, that is the end of my introduction. The next podcast will look at a bit of a literature review around oral language and podcasting. It will be interesting to see how I will put this together as a podcast, considering how do you use quotes in a podcast? This is something that I will wrestle with before the next podcast and see what I come up with. So thank you for joining me yet again for this podcast. It has been my pleasure. And as always, have an adventure. Enjoy your day, your evening, your afternoon, whatever it will be for you. And I look forward to joining you again at some time. Goodbye.